This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم من النار. My beloved brothers and sisters, Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, the great scholar, he says in his kitab Lata'if al-Ma'arib, which is a wonderful book that speaks about the virtues of different seasons and times and what is recommended for an individual to engage in. He says, كَيْفَ لَا تَجْرِي لِلْمُؤْمِنِ عَلَى فِرَاقِ رَمَضَانَ دُمُوعٌ وَهُوَ لَا يَدْرِي هَلْ بَقِيَ فِي عُمُرِهِ إِلَيْهِ رُجُوعٌ. How can the believer not shed tears? And he is about to part ways with Ramadan. And he has no guarantee that he will be able to come back to another Ramadan. Right? With just a couple of days remaining, my brothers and my sisters, right? Us as believers, we become sad and we feel that this may well be the last time we are able to experience the month of Ramadan. Right? I said this in the Fajr reflection just a couple of days ago, right? We buried someone at the graveyard. And normally when we enter into the last 10 nights of Ramadan, it doesn't really normally tend to cross our minds that there is a possibility of us passing away because we are preparing for the day of Eid. We are excited. We can't wait for it, right? My brothers and my sisters, I want all of us to take a couple of moments out to just reflect on the following. I want you to imagine 4 weeks from today, the angel of death has ripped your soul out of your body. And then you are placed on the janazah table. You are being washed and then you are shrouded with white cloths. And then your family, they come and they pick you up and take you to the masjid for you to be prayed on. You know what happens at this time, my brothers and my sisters? And I heard this reminder and it really, really touched my heart. You completely lose your identity. From being called Muhammad or Fatima, your name becomes the body. Bring the body, wash the body, shroud the body. Now take the body, it's time to move the body from the washing area now to the masjid. That's what your name has become, the body, right? After that, my brothers and my sisters, you are carried to the graveyard. And then eventually you are admitted into that hole that is 6 feet down into the ground. And then what happens after that, my brothers and my sisters, your family and friends, they will mourn your death for a couple of days. And then eventually you are forgotten people, they get on with their lives. You know, an incident that I can't get out of my head, a couple of years ago, I think it was, we buried a young man. It wasn't even 1 hour after he was buried. His friends, they were sitting in Pepe's. Have you guys heard of Pepe's? It's a chicken shop. They sell you rice and chicken, and wings and strips. They were sitting there already having forgotten about their dead friend that just passed away. And they're speaking about the football. That's how quickly one may well be forgotten. And then if you're living that life of being a people pleaser, this is eventually what ends up happening. Having said all of that, my brothers and my sisters, we've just entered into the last 10, right? We may never get this opportunity again, right? Instead of working hard, unfortunately, this is the case, and I have to mention it. Some of us on these nights are planning all of the haram that we want to engage in on the day of Eid. Am I wrong to say that, my brothers and my sisters? We are planning which hotel to hire out, which car to book out, which haram to do with a woman. Unfortunately, this is the case. Right? A couple of years ago, you guys know Abu al-Hassan, Amir al-Qawm, one of the caretakers of the masjid, the one that runs the programs. He phoned me and he said, please, Abu Taymiyyah, can you come? We will give you the mic and the speakers and stand on Wilmsborough Road to give them the reminder, right? That they don't destroy all of this hard work. Wallahi, my brothers and my sisters, you know, as soon as the Adhan goes off, Maghrib time, the announcement has been made that tomorrow is going to be Eid. As soon as the Adhan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, in some places, it is as if you can see that the shayateen have been released. The devils are out. With the way some of us start behaving. Warms the road just around the corner. Take a look, my brothers and my sisters. And may Allah Azza guide us and those who will be there. Right? This is the sad reality. We end up destroying our Ramadan for a couple of hours of what we may consider enjoyment. Right? And it will never give you that everlasting peace and enjoyment that you are striving to acquire. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, my brothers and my sisters, you know what he would say on a night like that? He would come out and he would call and say, هَلْ مِن مَقْبُولٍ فَنُهَنِّيهِ. Is there anyone whose Ramadan has been accepted so that we can congratulate him? وَهَلْ مِن مَحْرُومٍ فَنُعَزِّيهِ. Is there someone whose Ramadan has been rejected so that we can pay our condolences to him, we can pay our ta'ziyah to that individual, ta'ziyah. Who do you normally pay your ta'ziyah or your ta'ziyah to, brothers and sisters? Someone who has just died, passed away. You go to his family, you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. And we pay our condolences, right? He wants to pay his condolences to the one that has destroyed his Ramadan. My brothers and my sisters, right? What are we trying to achieve in this month? Are we only worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these days? Right? And then after that, we're going to go back to our lives and whatever else that we may have been engaging in. Is this what Ramadan is actually really for? Right? No, my brothers and my sisters, that's not necessarily the case. Right? I remember last year, subhanAllah, in West London, I gave a khutbah. A brother came up to me and he said, there is a brother that is in the masjid, but he's too shy to come up to you. I was like, okay, hey, what's the issue? He said, he's a drug dealer, but this month he's going to sit in the masjid. And he's just going to read Quran. I was like, oh, mashallah, excellent. No, but he goes, wait. He's not going to be doing it, but he has all of these youngsters running around doing the drug dealing on his behalf. And then on the day of Eid, he's going to invite them over and they're going to make the calculations of what they made in Ramadan. Is this what Ramadan is for, my brothers and my sisters? I always mention this, right? Last year again, there was a screenshot that went round of a sister saying to her boyfriend, I don't want to see you till the day of Eid. Khalas, till the day of Eid, we're not going to talk. And everyone is commenting, MashaAllah. She's going to stay away from her boyfriend for 30 days. Is that what Ramadan is for, my brothers and my sisters? And then on the day of Eid, he's holding his arms out, right? Waiting to embrace her, to continue with the haram. This is not what Ramadan is for. You have that kind, and then you also have, my brothers, someone who is maybe involved in haram and then wants to use Ramadan to better himself. This is good. He wants to use Ramadan as a stepping stone. And Ramadan is not just for practicing people. It is for anyone that's looking for inspiration. Right? And it's wrong to refer to them as a Ramadan Muslim. My brothers and my sisters, I want to stand over, inshallah ta'ala, the hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. We want to take away two important benefits in this khutbah from this hadith. One day she came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she said, أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ عَلِمْتُ أَيَّ لَيْلَةٍ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ مَا أَقُولُ فِيهَا. O Messenger of Allah, if I come to know when Laylatul Qadr is, would you advise me to say? And this dua we've all memorized, inshallah. Allahumma innaka afuun, tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. O Allah, you are afu. You love the pardon, so pardon me. Right. Two statements that I want to mention again from Ibn Rajab from his wonderful kitab, Lata'if al-Ma'arif. The first, my brothers and my sisters, he says, Al-afu min asma'i Allah ta'ala. Afu is from the names of Allah. وَهُوَ يَتَجَاوَزُ عَنْ سَيِّئَاتِ عِبَادِهِ الْمَاحِي لِأَثَارِ عَنْهُمْ. It is he, right, who overlooks the mistakes and the shortcomings and the sins of his servants. It is he, الْمَاحِي, the one who erases the traces of these sins. Right? الْمَاحِي لِأَثَارِ عَنْهُمْ. وَهُوَ يُحِبُّ الْعَفْوُ. He loves the pardon. وَيُحِبُّ لِعِبَادِهِ أَنْ يَعْفُوَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَنْ بَعْضٍ. And he loves that his servants, they pardon and forgive one another. And here comes the important part. Here comes the important part, my brothers and my sisters. فَإِذَا عَفَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَنْ بَعْضٍ عَامَلْهُمْ بِعَفْوِهِ. When they pardon and forgive one another, that's when Allah will forgive them. I'll say that again because it's key. When they forgive and pardon one another, that's when Allah Azza will pardon them. وَعَفُّهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ عُقُوبَتِهِ. Him pardoning is more beloved to him than punishing them. Where did Ibn Rajab take this from? You have the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also. إِرْحَمُوا تُرْحَمُوا إِغْفِرُوا يُغْفَرْ لَكُمْ. Have mercy on the people, Allah will have mercy upon you. Forgive and pardon, Allah will forgive you. You know, my brothers and my sisters, we're going to be standing. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, of all of these sins. We want to be treated by Allah Azza wa Jal, right, in this way and be pardoned, right? But we are not ready to pardon others. We are not ready to remove the grudges that we have in our hearts. People fall out over the most pathetic and dumbest of things. You know what's even worse than that? You know what's even worse than that? Some of us are not talking to our relatives, brothers, sisters. Even worse than that is some of us are not talking to our parents. Or we've cut them off, or we don't want anything to do with them. Right? You want to be forgiven, my brothers and my sisters. Ibn al-Qayyim, he says, إِنَّ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ خَطَايَا لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Indeed, between you and Allah are sins that nobody knows about. Nobody knows about except Allah. فَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَنْ يَعْفُوَ اللَّهُ عَنْكَ اعْفُ عَنْ خَلْقِ. You want Allah to pardon and forgive you, make sure you forgive others. These sins that we have between ourselves that Allah Azza overlooks. You know, Allah says in the Quran, I love this ayah. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَن كَثِيرٍ. Whenever you are struck with a calamity, right, it is because of what you earned with your own hands. But then look what he says, وَيَعْفُ عَن كَثِيرٍ. There's a lot that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives, pardons, and overlooks. Imagine every sin that we fell into, Allah Azza wa Jalla punished us for it, but He doesn't. He's so kind. And then the one time we go through a calamity or a struggle, even though it was because of our sins, we get angry at Allah. Right? When He forgives so much, He overlooks all of this. Right? Let me tell you all, my brothers and my sisters, about the great companion Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who doesn't require an introduction. Who was a role model in al-afu for all of us. He had a cousin called Mistah ibn Uthatha. It's mentioned in Surah Nur. Mistah ibn Uthatha, when he migrated from Mecca to Medina, his only source of income was Abu Bakr. Right? He didn't have child tax credit or housing benefits. None of that was available. His only source of income was Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He would give him an allowance. Right? Then the ifk took place, the slander of Aisha, when the munafiqun, the hypocrites, started spreading about her that she committed a fahisha. Ma'adullah. That she committed what? Haram. Right? From amongst those who participated in this slander was her own uncle, Mistah, cousin of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It reached Abu Bakr, he became absolutely furious. Like, imagine what you would do and how you would react if someone done that now to your wife or your cousin or your sister or a female relative of yours. How you would deal with this situation. In most cases, tables are going to get flipped. Right? He swore by Allah, I am not going to spend on him after today. No more khalas. So a verse was sent down. This verse, Surah Nur, وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَن يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The people of virtue and grace should not take an oath that they will now stop helping those who migrated from Mecca to Medina. It's being referred to Abu Bakr and also Mistah. Mistah is the one that migrated. Abu Bakr is a person of grace and virtue. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. Allah says, do afu and do safih. What's the difference between the two? Al-afu, adam al-mu'akhad bil-dhanb. It's not to hold that individual to account for the mistake or the sin that he committed. And as-safh is izalatul athar. Right? It is to remove the traces that you have. Right? You know the grudge that still remains? It's one thing saying to someone, look, I forgive you, khalas, that's it. But it's another now, you remove the traces and you deal with that individual as if nothing happened. That is a whole different level. And then Allah said, أَلَا تُحِبُونِ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Do you not want Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive you? When Abu Bakr heard, as soon as he heard it, he said, بَلَا. Of course, of course. Right? That's why Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is who he is. And I'm not going to stand here, my brothers, and talk like this is easy to do. But remember, that which is hard, the reward and the status is so much more greater. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه الغفور. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى المجتبى. My brothers and my sisters, pick up that phone, make that call, right? Bury the hatch, as they say. Be the bigger man. وخيرهم الذي يبدأ بالسلام. The best of the two is the one who starts with the salam, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Right? And see how you will feel as soon as you put that phone down. See how your heart will feel and that huge burden has been lifted. Right? You may feel like, oh, my dignity, but my dignity though, right? Remember that which you have waiting for you, my brothers and my sisters. Right? The second thing, my brothers and my sisters, that I want to mention, and we will conclude with it. The benefit that Ibn Rajab takes from this hadith. You know, if you think about it, who's the one asking the question? It is Aisha. Who's the one answering? Is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is she asking him? What do you advise me to say on these nights? Bearing in mind that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she's just been worshipping Allah for 20 days. She was an abida. Right? Devout worshipper. So Ibn Rajab says, وَإِنَّمَا أَمَرَ بِسُؤَالِ الْعَفُوْ بَعْدَ الْإِجْتِهَادِ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَفِي لَيَالِ الْعَشَرِ. The only reason why he told her to ask for forgiveness. And you're thinking to yourself, she hasn't done anything wrong. What does she need to ask for forgiveness for? This is a misconception many of us have. That you only ask for forgiveness when you've done something wrong. He says, the only reason why he told her that is, لِأَنَّ الْعَارِفِينَ. The smart and intelligent individuals. Right? The awliya, the close beloved servants of Allah. يَجْتَهِدُونَ فِي الْأَعْمَالِ ثُمَّ لَا يَرَوْنَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا حَالًا وَلَا مَقَالًا. And then after having done all of these good deeds, they don't see themselves having accomplished anything. Right? They don't see much of it. فيرجعون إلى سؤال العفو كحال المذنب المقصر. After that, my brothers and my sisters, they run back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking forgiveness the same way a smart sinner would do. What's a smart sinner? Someone who just committed haram, he committed zina or whatever else. If he's a smart sinner, he's going to go and beg Allah for forgiveness. Ah? He's saying this is the state of the one who's been doing all of these good deeds. He doesn't get deceived and deluded with his actions. Or think now, khalas, I've become something. No. The same way the smart sinner begs Allah for forgiveness, you, my friend, who has done all these acts of worship, you go sit alone. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, forgive me. Again, these are levels, my brothers and my sisters, that we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to allow us to reach. It is a whole different game now with these individuals. Right? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst them. Even Imam Sa'di in his منظومة, he says, فعل الفرائض والنوافل دأبهم مع رؤية التخصير والنقصان. They do the obligatory acts, they do the sunnah acts, while at the same time they see that there's more room for improvement and that they're still falling short. Right? To conclude, my brothers and my sisters, you know, my DMs are full of people saying that they can't benefit from the month of Ramadan because of menses. I'm going to quickly list 8 things that our sisters can do. Number one, being alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that the woman on her menses and anyone else can do. Number two, making dua in the night. You don't need to be in the state of tahara to be able to do that. Number three, doing a lot of dhikr. Number four, muhasaba, holding yourself to account. Number five, feeding those that are fasting and the poor. Cooking. إذا طبخت مرقة فأكثر ماها وتعا جيرانك. When you cook soup, he said, or when you cook the food, make more so you can what? Give it to the neighbors. And then you will get the reward of them fasting. And the one who paid for it, the husband, he's going to get that reward as well. Number six, waking up others for qiyam. Encourage them, wake them up, pray. Right? رحم الله امرأة in the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah have mercy upon a woman. قامت من الليل فصلت. She woke up and then she prayed in the night. And then after that, she woke up her husband. فَإِنْ أَبَى نَضَحَتْ فِي وَجْهِ مَا. If he refuses, she gets water and she throws it on his face. And then the men was mentioned as well. May Allah give your wives like that. Ameen. Right? No one said ameen. Allahu Akbar. The last one, my brothers and my sisters, is forgiveness and cleaning your heart, which we already mentioned, and also charity. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا وقاما اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين اللهم انصرهم بنصرك وأيدهم بتأييدك وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وأقم الصلاة الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين سبح اسم ربك الأعلي الذي خلق فسوي والذي قدر فهدي والذي أخرج المرعي فجعله غثاء نحوي سنقرئك فلا تنسي إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفي ونيسرك لليسر فذكر إن نفعت الذكر سيذكر من يخشي
ويتجنبها الأشقي الذي يصلى النار الكبري ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيي قد أفلح من تزكي وذكر اسم ربه فصلي بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وابقي إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولي صحف إبراهيم وموسى هل أتيك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلي نارا حامية تسقي من عين نانية الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وابقي إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولي صحف إبراهيم وموسى هل أتيك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلي نارا حامية تسقي من عين نانية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمزيطر إلا من تولي وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر